Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in today to Your Turning Point Motivational Mondays. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, for 15 minutes of motivation to get your week started. Hello to everyone. Glad that you're able to join us today. It's been such a great weekend, and I'm just so happy that, you know, the week is starting the same way. I'm just, you know, overjoyed with certain things. So we are always, you know, glad to hear from you when you drop us a line telling us how much you enjoy our motivational tips. And I want to remind you, if you want to schedule a motivational seminar for your group, you can always email us at turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Or you could call our office Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. And the number is 407-668-6828. Visit our website and find out how we can help you bring your dreams into reality. So to get our show started today, let me ask you a few questions. Are you one who is always dreaming, but never accomplishing anything? Your dreams are excellent, but somehow you just cannot seem to get it together. You want to, but you give up before you ever get started. Maybe you are that person who has a list of unfulfilled goals. You start, but you never complete one project. Or perhaps you are that person who jumps from one thing to the other. You heard of this idea, so you went there. You were not happy, so you heard of something else. Now that you got on the bandwagon, you're constantly seeking and searching, but you're never coming into the reality of organizing yourself. Everything seems to be scattered. You see one thing, you believe another thing, yet you live your life still another way and never coming into the realization that within yourself, nothing is working in unity. Remember, you are your vision. You are your business. When people see you, they see your business. So what picture are you painting for your clients, potential clients, to see? What picture is that you're painting? Today's topic is getting your business life organized. This organization is one of the fastest ways to kill momentum. Years ago, I was asked to participate at the speaking event. It was a 3-day event, and I was going to even volunteer some of my team members to give the event host some added support and publicity. Each participant was asked for their input and if they had anyone on their team who would like to volunteer for this event. But after the first meeting and several phone conversations, I came to the conclusion that I would not risk any of my team members to this level of this organization. I did what I could to personally get the word out, but that was as far as I would go because I knew how to enter into this thing, this organization, without picking up any residue. But I didn't want anybody else on the team to, you know, get involved at that level. Yes, I still kept my commitment to a point, but I refused to become involved any further. The reason being the host, no matter what had been corporately agreed upon between them and the participants, in which I was one of the participants, was doing it their way, regardless. It's like they never even considered what was agreed upon. Teamwork, regardless of what was mentioned and asked for, was not their intent. So I just did what I was initially asked to do, a few other things I was asked to do at the last minute. And I mean, just a few minutes before I was to do it. It was nothing planned. But with the host, she was just winging it. You know, both of the hosts, I might as well say, they were just winging it. I accepted, but I would have loved to show them ways to make their event successful. Because, you see, that's my business. My business is to show people how to be successful in every area of their life. A lot of money was spent on this event, and the hosts were left deep in the red. It was so sad, but you cannot help anyone who refuses to be helped. Does that sound familiar? Have you been involved in anything that I've just mentioned? Or maybe you're that person. Well, if you have been involved in something like that, or if that's you, we're going to acknowledge those things and fix those things so you will be productive each day in order to reach your goals at the end of the week and start fresh on Monday morning. So how does that sound this morning? You will be energized to make positive changes and embrace being organized in your business life. Have you ever experienced sitting down at your desk on any given day, knowing that you have numerous things that you have to do? Not only for that day, but your week is filled with things that have to get done. Knowing you have these things, but still you remain sitting or stumbling around the internet, and before long you notice you have been sitting there with nothing accomplished and an hour or more has passed. What have you accomplished? Now, when you're in a solitary moment, you are picturing all the things that you have to get done and the strategy you will use to accomplish it. But now, here you are just sitting, not knowing, you know, not even where to start. Then you are too scattered to work on that project, and once again, you put it off for another day. You keep pushing things further and further down the line. What may be relevant for today may not be necessary in the future. Now, you have just missed the grand opportunity, but you allowed your time and season to expire. How many times have you tried to accomplish something and there was no longer any opportunity left for that idea? Wasted time is wasted money. This idle time is something that can happen to any of us when we do not properly prepare ourselves. You will begin to move off course and become distracted with things that will eat up the time when you should be producing. Take some time and carefully plan out your goals for the current week. Use a calendar, a desk calendar, or a calendar on a smartphone, your laptop or a tablet. With the electronics, you can even set a reminder to alert you when one task ends and the next begins. So you design that calendar the way that best suits you. Don't forget to make some time for a couple of breaks during the day and a lunch. Balance out your life so it does not become cumbersome. As a business owner or an employee, it is important that you enjoy what you are doing. So take time out to make your day flow instead of constantly fighting to catch up and finish some project. Jot a few things down that you plan to do each day and work towards getting those things completed. Depending on your business, maybe two or three things per day, but no more than that because you want to flow. You don't want to be overwhelmed. Avoid trying to get everything done in one day. You may have to make plans for the unexpected. Because, you know, throughout the day, there's always things that arise that has to be taken care of, and they become priority. So plan for that. Don't make the schedule so tight that you're unable to make adjustments. If you are unable to complete a task, make that the first task that you begin the next day. Allow yourself ample room, once again, to make adjustments. On day two, you may have to move day two tasks. It could be a task or task that you plan to do, you know, to day three. But that is okay. Likewise, there may be some time left over before the end of the day where you could get started or even complete a task without carrying it over into the next day. Make every moment productive. That's the goal. Make every moment that you're in your office, at your desk, productive, as you strive to stay on course and complete that task. The same thing applies when you finish a project early. Well, what you do? You get a head start on the next day by beginning to work on the next project on the list. The mistake comes when people set unrealistic goals and become overwhelmed because nothing gets done and they just give up and start freestyling. You have to have a plan because freestyling causes you to become involved with other things that distract you from accomplishing your goals. A major time waster that leads to being disorganized is having a scattered mind. There are pieces of the project all over the place, and before one task is completed, another task has begun. This is a real issue. Many people out there are well-meaning, but they just somehow cannot put those tasks together to complete the project. They are starters but not finishers. Their minds are constantly racing ahead, but sitting down and planning is not one of their attributes. If this describes you, find someone who has the characteristic of being a finisher and allow them to work to see the project through to completion. Teamwork is so vital in business and should never be overlooked. Some people fail to see themselves standing in a position where their genius will come alive because they are trying to do it all instead of hiring others who are strong in those areas of their weaknesses. Successful business owners hire people who are smarter than they are and have the skills that are greater than theirs. Maintain the position where you are flourishing and allow others to blossom in their strength. Strive for your business to be organized in every area of operation, from the visionary to the receptionist and everyone in between. Start a pattern for all employees to follow because when you are working in an organized business, it is quicker to catch mistakes and avoid unnecessary delays. Mistakes will happen, and other things may also arise, but you will be able to pinpoint errors and intentional things sooner. Being organized is structure on which you can build and provide a solid foundation for everything that will be built on top of it. Organization shapes the frame of the business, avoiding the sudden collapse, and allows room for growth. Growth is a positive factor, so it is wise to make a decision to bring everything into an alignment by adapting yourself to have an organized business life. You only have one life, so make the best of what you possess and enjoy your life to the fullest. Make a decision to begin right where you are, to alleviate any unnecessary stress that you have because of the added pressure of being disorganized. Thank you for tuning into Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. Visit our website, www.turningpointenrichment.com. Until next week, this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.